Are you outfoxed? We now live in a nation where the press destroys information in which its people receive in America. Most people already know that the media is bought and paid for from the top to the bottom. And of course, how couldn't it be when there are only 6 corporations worldwide that own the networks feeding the people globally all from the same source? I mean, just think about this, folks. They're all saying the same things at the same time.
Days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
As you probably noticed, the final days of the campaign have been, well, you might call them just a little salty.
Some networks such as CNN even went so far to just simply create the news, giving the impression that war was inevitable when in fact it was completely contrived.
It was almost exactly 2 hours ago when the sirens went off here in Saudi Arabia. Where we are in eastern Saudi Arabia, there was no problem. However, there was an intercept elsewhere near the capital city, Riyadh. We've got some videotape of that you can take a look at right now.
Reported airburst that may have been an intercept of an incoming Scud missile. We're really not sure. All we know is that the air raid sirens have gone off, and we've heard the outgoing roar of at least one Patriot missile. We've heard some sort of airburst. We can't tell where it was from where we are right now. We're waiting to see what's happening. As you can hear, the air raid sirens are still going off around us. Can't see much of anything, and frankly, this is what we can show you on television right now because of military restrictions from both the Saudis and the U.S.
CD, if you need to take cover, I notice that you've got your gas mask in your hands. If you need to put it on, please do so. If you need to take cover, please do so.
Look at this.
Look at this.
Je suis un journaliste américain.
Geopolitics by Dan Quayle.
Boy, did I almost look stupid.
Charles Jaco, CNN, reporting live from Saudi Arabia. Charles Jaco, CNN, reporting live from Saudi Arabia. From Saudi Arabia. From Saudi Arabia.
Let me say hi.
Sounds like William Randolph Hearst when he said, "You furnish the pictures, and I'll furnish the war." Also from CNN, Amber Lyon, she recently told the world that she was ordered to delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration and to construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network.
What's being told here is the way that these networks want to spin the truth, and that's leading us into another potential conflict with Iran.
She said, CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others.
And after some investigation, we found out that CNN International is actually making money from the Bahrain regime. They are a customer of Bahrain. Bahrain is paying CNN International to create content that shows Bahrain in a favorable light.
She goes on, the Obama administration pays for CNN's content.
And after I came forward the first time about the Bahrain situation, my agent was called by someone representing the executives at CNN. And my agent was told that if I continued to talk, my severance and health insurance would be pulled. Well, now that Obama is subpoenaing journalists to reveal those sources and essentially saying that they're criminals for not doing so, he has criminalized the profession of journalism. I saw the direct effect of Obama's actions at CNN. There were investigations that I wasn't allowed to do because they were too high of a risk of being subpoenaed.
And like Amber Lyon, a top German journalist and editor, Dr. Udo Ulfkat,
at the Sons
has just
of Liberty,
gone public
we
with
are
some
in the
shocking
trenches
admissions.
Every day, he basically, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Barr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just think about this. They take the lowest form that they can possibly find. Let me say it this way. They shoot for the floor, and then they use the floor and the lowest form, the depraved, those that are completely demoralized in every sense of the word, completely backwards, inverted out. And then what they do is they put them up as the standard. Isn't that crazy? You know what Kamala Harris is and Donald Trump is, friends? That is a reflection of the ignorance of the American people. That's exact, because there's absolutely no difference. Both pushing the same agenda. Hey, folks, you know what they're doing is they're using what they call the left as the standard rather than the right. Has anybody paid attention to this? I mean, why isn't Christ the standard? Why isn't the right, his law, the standard? Exodus 20. No, it's never the right that's the standard. It's always what they call the left, the demoralized, right? The useful idiots, these puppets that have strings all over them, they're always the ones that are used as the standard. Why? Because the left is what they use as a sliding scale. So the American people and people on a worldwide basis say, well, at least our candidate's not that bad. Isn't that right? That's exactly right. I mean, folks, here, I got video right here just to show you how demoralized the American people have become to tolerate the likes of what it is that they're proposing as a presidential candidate in the United States of America. I'm just going to show you how they have taken the reprobates, those that are abandoned to their sin, okay? And I'm thinking of 1 Kings 13:33, how they're using these reprobates, the lower sort, the baser sort, as the standard. That is Kamala Harris. Like Donald Trump, let me ask you the question, what has she done throughout her life to be accredited and qualified to run for the presidency of the United States of America? What, that she's whored herself out literally in a physical sense? That's exactly what she's done. I mean, folks, she first came on the scene with Montel Williams as a woman, a sleazy whore, I'm using scriptural words here, a whore on his arm, and then another whore on his nether arm. And then yesterday I'd highlighted the fact that, how do you know of a Kamala Harris, friends? Well, wasn't she the one that was cheating on the mayor from San Francisco? Willie cheating on Willie's wife, and then she remained to stay with him in spite of the fact that he was in known adultery? I mean, this is what they're putting up as options. Hey, folks, you ever wonder why they put up rap music back in the 80s? In the 90s, the late 90s? And man, I'll tell you what, in the 70s and the 80s, if you'd have listened to rap, you'd have got beat up. It's almost funny when you see white boys going down the street today in the hood, listening to rap music. But look at they're putting on the national platform. Again, this is a reflection of the American people. Here, let me say this, folks. Of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. But which one should you choose concerning the two that are good? Both. But isn't it interesting you're not given the options as both of the good options? No, they're not given to you. I was talking to somebody earlier, and I was talking to them about what was going on. They asked me, what are your thoughts about what's going on? I said, guys, I live this. I breathe this. I'm tired of this. But I said, what they're doing to the American people is what communists do to kids in public schools, and it's what's happening in America today. What is that? Well, they teach them in a communistic fashion. What do? They tell them to go ahead and answer the question. They give them three options with the question proposed. But the three options, or the two options that are given as answers that are proposed, neither one of them, or not a one of the three, are the options that are actual answers to the question. And it's exactly where the American people are caught up today. I want to show you something. This is Kamala Harris's fleece to the young people. Look what she is using here, friends. This is craziness.
On Tuesday, Kamala Harris would host a rally in Atlanta as part of her political campaign to energize voters in Georgia. She was joined by Atlanta rapper Quavo and Megan Thee Stallion, which earned criticism from many people online. Some saw Harris's attempt to reach the youth as cringy and not genuine, while others thought her efforts at getting younger generations to vote were a necessary tactic. Today we have our very own Comedy Hype analyst, Marvin Hunter, and Steve Brown on the show to talk about the rally and all the backlash that it's received. But first, let's take a look at this clip.
Look at this, folks. This is how they're making appeal to the young people. Some dancer with a wig on, literally shaking her backside. This is how desensitized the American people have become. How demoralized the American people have become. This is what they use. This is their appeal. Nice wig, lady. They glory in someone else's hair. I don't know how that works, but that's what they do today. But they're twerking. They're twerking for the kids. I mean, really? Here, let me show you else. Let me show you something else here. Look at they're selling to the people as the vice president option. This is Tim Walz. Look what he's standing behind. A man dressed as a woman as a said representative. He was key in getting Walz to install tampon dispensers in boys' bathrooms in Minnesota schools. Okay, this is Tim Walz. Okay, I want you got to get this in you before I play the next video. Governor Tim Walz, no right to free speech if government decides it's misinformation or hateful. Tim Walz can go ahead and talk all the rhetoric he wants to. This boy over here is not shutting his mouth. I can tell you that right now. I am going to fight for my God-given rights, and I'm not going to forfeit them because he has no lawful standing whatsoever even to make a statement like that. But I'm telling you right now, folks, that Tim Walz is a dangerous human being. This is his wife. This is goofy, goofy stuff. These are the pics that they're putting up as the left. The left is a sliding scale for the right to become what the left is rather than the left becoming what the right is. Because again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Look at this. NFL star Adam Thielen's wife trashes Tim Walz. He has run Minneapolis into the ground. He has, because the people in Minnesota have allowed him to do it. Okay. Minnesota National Guard confirms VP nominee Tim Walz was demoted, calling into question his bio. Of course. This always is the cycle with the politicians that are put up as options for the American people. They're not the right picks for the people. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic
designer. Folks, you got to get your friends online to watch these videos that I got up and coming here.
And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I see people online right now talking about how when they go to our channel, Tucker Carlson's pulled up. Send us a screenshot of that, please. We'll send it over to our attorneys, and we will also send it over to Rumble. We get this information constantly. People saying they're having a hard time getting online. You can always find us at sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can always find us there. We're always up on the top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of the page as well. Now, friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, during the first segment, I see that we have a lot of people joining us now. And for the first segment, I had spent time showing you that they take the lowest of the people and then they consecrate them, and they take these reprobates, which is defined out in Webster's 1828 as abandoned to sin. They take the worst of the worst, and then they put them up, they consecrate them, and they put them up to the face of the people as the standard. Why? Because when they can demoralize you, they can control you. It's exactly what's going on here with Kamala Harris. Now, I know some people, again, I'm not going to get caught up in this game, but I know that some people say, well, Donald Trump is the answer. Well, if you look at Harris and you look at Tim Walz, folks, they're only there to drive you to Donald Trump, who's doing the exact same thing as Tim Walz and Kamala Harris are doing. I know people don't want to hear that, but friends, you're going to have to come down to it. The fact of the matter is, are things getting better with the question mark? Absolutely not. And the truth be told, that if Donald Trump would have drained the swamp, we wouldn't have a Joe Biden, a Kamala Harris, a Barack Obama. We wouldn't have a Hillary Clinton. The Bushes would have been thrown in court to answer for their crimes long ago. Was that done? No. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. That's exactly what it is. And they put up something called the left for the very purpose that's the sliding scale for the right. Rather than them rising to the level of expectation and upholding the law the way that they swore that they would with their hand on the Bible, so help me God, what they're doing, instead of the standard being Christ and the Lord and his law, Christ fulfilled that, Matthew 5:17, they take it and they take the baser sort and they put them up as the standard. And what you've been taught to believe is the right, what are they doing? They're sliding down to the left. And what do they do? People come back and say, well, they're better than what we see with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, Donald Trump. Well, the fact of the matter is, you wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for Donald Trump. And that's what people aren't thinking about. And I want you to know, if this is the first time listening, that there is over 1,000 other presidential contenders out there that are being completely overlooked. Ballotpedia presidential, you'll find it. It's easy to find. They're completely being censored by the mainstream media. And it's important that you heard what I just said there. I'll put that up against John 8:44. Now, I want to show you this. This is the guy that they're putting up as the VP. He's from Minnesota. The man is a traitor. He's a Judas, Luke 22:48, to the core. I can't even overemphasize, this man is his worst own enemy. He is a devil. He is a traitor. This is who they mean to put up, okay? Minnesota National Guard's now coming out and saying that Tim Walz was completely demoted in spite of what he says. Minnesota National Guard leader exposes Tim Walz for stolen valor. Of course, hey, folks, look at the guys that they put up as your presidential candidates. They put them up as what? Some sort of military heroes. But if you pull the curtain back, you're going to find out in many cases they never were in the military. There's a whole documentary on the Bushes when George Bush was put into place, Junior W. Bush. He was talking about his military service. Nobody ever could find the military service, especially when they went and did a documentary on the very company that he was supposed to be a part of, denouncing the fact that anybody knew who he was. This is the same thing Barack Hussein Obama did. Hey, folks, this is a recurring theme. John McCain, he was a songbird. The same thing with John Kerry, they're draft dodgers. Every one that you see right now are draft dodgers. They're extorted men. When are you going to get that through your head? The extorted men are your options, okay? But look at this. Guys coming out and say, Tim Walz is a liar, stole valor, lying about his rank, quitting when his unit was deployed to Iraq. Folks, when are you going to get it? When are you going to get the fact that these people are bad actors? I don't get it. Here's Tim Walz. This is the guy that they're putting up as the VP. He's advocating pedophilia. He signed on to legislation, friends, what they call legislation. It's completely unconstitutional. Therefore, it is nugatory. It is null and void, said Thomas Jefferson. And when the people seen this picture right here alone, they should have rounded him up and prosecuted him for his felonious crimes. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Did they do that? Nope, they laughed it off. Here's Tim Walz hanging out with a little boy that wants to be a girl, as if he's helping him. It shows you to the degree that he will go to pay the price to go up the political ladder. I want to say it again. He is dangerous. Americans, he is dangerous. He is a new degree of dangerous. I can't overemphasize that. He is a coward to the core, is what Tim Walz is. Okay? And we know that from firsthand experience here in the state of Minnesota. I want to show you a quote here. This is Benito Mussolini. This is the guy that raised his hands three times to God in front of the people and said, Lord, if you're there, strike me dead. I don't know if you've ever seen his death picture, but he was hung upside down with his adulterated affair, the woman that he was committed adultery with his whole council They were all hung upside down and they were beaten to death by their own people and shot to death by their own people because they figured out that he was the problem. He's the one that said, Mussolini's the one that said, he preferred scoundrels because he could blackmail the scoundrels. I'm telling you, your options are scoundrels. How do I know that? Judge them by their fruit. Okay? Okay, now, I promised you I was going to show you this, and I want you to see it. So I just got done telling you how they're trying to sell Tim Walz. I'm giving you firsthand fruit from his wicked tree. The corrupt fruit does not fall too far from his wicked branches. No doubt about it. The people in the state of Minnesota hate his guts. I had somebody ask me, Bradley, but how is it they hate him, but they voted him in? I'll get to that in a moment, okay? I want you to see, after what I just showed you. Oh, by the way, remember after this whole George Floyd incident where the FBI and the mainstream media got in and embellished it and they brought people from other states to get them out there to riot? Remember all that? That was all contrived. You all know that, right? It was all contrived. We're in Minnesota here. I can tell you firsthand what it was going on. We went down there. It was all contrived. The police chief was telling us that all these people that are coming in to riot, they were from Chicago and different cities. Okay, George Floyd was a top-notch criminal, repeat criminal. Okay, and what do? They try to make him out to be a hero. Who did that? Tim Walz. That's the kind of man he is. That's the kind of devil he is. But now you know what I just showed you and what I just told you in a short amount of time. I want to show you how the mainstream media is putting this devil up so you can understand why it is you get the options that you get. You're not getting real options, Americans. You're getting the options they want to give you just like good communists do. Okay, check this out.
Harris picks Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
You can't make this up.
What does Walz bring to this?
He's cuddly.
Cuddly.
I think she went for maybe a little more of a cuddly choice.
Tell us more about like the texture of the man.
He seems to almost have a twinkle in his eye.
Tim Walz is the opposite of weird.
Tim Walz beats America.
He sounds like, you know, a football coach.
He's a hunter that you could visit with at the hardware store. In a dictionary, if you had weird and anti-weird, you'd have Tim Walz's picture there.
I bet knows how to make a good hot dish casserole.
It's very down to earth.
It's his authenticity.
Authentic communicator.
The word joy came up a lot.
He's joyful.
He seems happy.
He's a criminal.
Warrior.
And he's happy and a happy warrior.
The joyful warrior.
He is one happy warrior.
A happy warrior.
The happy warrior.
Nice guy.
Good guy.
A very nice person.
All saying the same thing on cue.
He's an extremely affable individual.
Very affable, plain-speaking way, a folksy vibe.
This folksy idea.
Terrific vibe.
Vibes election.
Kind of a folksy guy.
The idea that Tim Walz is some lefty is just not true.
I don't think either of them are.
They're all lying to you Americans. This is the mainstream media.
The safe choice.
This is a do-no-harm pick.
And they're all saying the same thing verbatim.
A younger version of Joe Biden.
We got Brad Summer. We've got coconut tree memes.
There's joy in the Democratic Party right now.
Those outside of Pittsburgh.
They're lying.
Loves Tim Walz. So talk about Walz.
Okay, so there's the mainstream media. They just told you exactly the opposite of what we know of this coward, traitor in the state of Minnesota. They hate his guts. They don't love him. They hate his guts. He's from Nebraska. This man should have been thrown in a courtroom with a juror of his of those that would judge him accordingly concerning the peers of the American people. I guarantee you he would have been prosecuted a long time ago. But why isn't it happening? Because the people aren't demanding it to happen. Okay, we're going to come back to this. I want to show you something concerning voter fraud. Okay, that's important. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866
866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You guys just seen the video of conveying to you the opposite of what is true, Isaiah 5:20, concerning Tim Walz. You already know who Kamala Harris is. You know she's illegitimate. What's being offered to you right now are the wrong answers. It's just that simple. But what I want you to understand is that these people are not journalists. They're not media professionals. They're actors. They're bad actors. They're operatives. And until you understand that, nothing is going to change. Your favorite conservative talking heads, they are not journalists. They are not media professionals. They are actors. That's why they're making hundreds of millions of dollars. My goodness, folks. When are you going to wake? When are you going to break the cycle? You're so tired of the establishment, yet you go back to the people that are propping up the establishment And if that wasn't true, then what about the other 1,000 presidential contenders that are being completely ignored? Hey, folks, I was talking to somebody, a friend of mine earlier, and I told him, I said, the people in the state of Minnesota, they hate Tim Walz. They literally hate Tim Walz. They hate Keith Ellison. The police commissioner, as I've shared several times, completely denounced him. But somehow or another, they got into office. It's called CIA plants. Talk to Jesse Ventura about that. He'll tell you. These people are plants. Even when Keith Ellison was in the 5th District, people hated his guts. And when he said he was going to jump into the attorney general race, I said, right when I heard it, the fix is in. Oh, absolutely it's in. He's in empty uniform, just like Tim Walz is. Just like the said journalists are friends. They're useful idiots. They're the ones that are being used to upend our Constitution. What are they doing? They're propping up small portions of the population that are corrupt, and then they're using them as the victims to what? Upend the law. Our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people, a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Well, they want to bring in a Tim Walz or a Kamala Harris or a Donald Trump or a J.D. Vance to make that happen a little bit quicker. But what's the end aim? They want to corral everybody into a new global system, period. But what I want to go back to is this. Hey, folks, how many times have I showed you on this show the election fraud? Can I ask you something? Knowing that 94% of the American people don't believe the mainstream media, where do you come up with your polls? Who tallies your polls? Corruption in government in the mainstream media? The mainstream media that I just showed you a brand new video to just from yesterday, where they blatantly told you the opposite of what is true concerning the candidates that they're offering you. So you have to go back to the mainstream media that you don't trust. You have to go to the corrupt that you know are corrupt to give you the results of the polls. Do I need to keep explaining this point? Really? Hey, folks. Election fraud is massive, not just in the states. Minnesota, but in the United States of America. I want you to see this because this is Minnesota alone. The people did not vote Tim Walz in. The people in the state did not vote Keith Ellison in. They did not vote Ilhan Omar. And folks, with the population of the Somalians here, she's completely denounced by her own people. Yet you have the mainstream media propping her up. You better ask the question as to why you're tolerating them to do so. In Time Magazine and Life Magazine and all these publications given to you by the CIA-controlled media have been doing this for decades in this country, and the people let them do it. Hey, folks, it doesn't have to be true. It just has to have the appearance of true. You know, like, for example, when Barack Obama ran for office the second time around, you know, they were selling to the people that 5,000 people showed up in support of his reelection campaign in Milwaukee. They told you 18,000 people showed up when in fact we had some people there that said there was not 18,000 seats and there wasn't even 5,000 people to support him. It's like when we found out that 19 million of his Twitter accounts were completely fake. And when it came to Hillary Clinton, remember they found on Craigslist where people were actually being hired for $50 an hour to just go sit there as if they were in support of Hillary Clinton. Remember when they found out that 17 million of her Twitter accounts were completely fake and they found out that she spent over $650,000 on Facebook accounts buying ads? You remember all that, don't you? Oh, of course you do. Well, guess what? You're in the same cycle today. You're in the same cycle today. It's not the people supporting these candidates. It's not the people in the state of Minnesota supporting Tim Walz or Keith Ellison. You're going back to the source of corruption and you're asking them to give you the results of an election campaign. Hey, folks, here, this is just the state of Minnesota alone. Just Minnesota. This is how many people have been convicted since 2020. Oh, and I can go for 9 pages, by the way. And guess what? Guess what the mainstream media is doing? They're denouncing all of this. They're telling you it doesn't exist. They demonize anybody that tells you what I'm telling you right now. Let them demonize me. I'm sick and tired of listening to the people of this country talk about how they know that they're being lied to, but they're getting all of their information and extracting all of their information from the people that have lied to them for decades. That's called holding the truth in unrighteousness. I'm on page 4. These are all the people that have been convicted in Minnesota. Okay? Oh, here, let me go ahead and let me go back to the main page. It's a respectable outlet too, by the way. They're called Heritage Foundation, right? I want to show you this because it's important that you see that. That was just the state of Minnesota. I want to show you the United States of America and how many people have been convicted of voter fraud just since last year. Are you ready for this? Hey guys, again, there's no voter fraud, say at the mainstream media, right? None whatsoever. None whatsoever. That's insane. I'm trying to get back to the front page here and showing you exactly how many. Okay, here it is. How many people have been busted for voter fraud alone? Again, they are a respectable outlet. They're truthers that are trying to get people to wake up to what's going on in the United States of America. I can go to their website. It's called heritage.org, voter fraud. I can go to any state and show you voter fraud. I see, these are all the people that have been convicted in that state alone since 2024. But again, the mainstream media is telling you it doesn't exist. Folks, look at this. This, I can push every state. There's massive voter fraud taking place. Proven instances of voter fraud in the United States of America, 1,546 times. Criminal convictions, 1,313 convictions. Hey, folks, the mainstream media is telling you it's not happening. The mainstream media is telling the characteristics and the fruit of the politicians that they're putting up to further the global agenda. They're selling them to you as the good guys. Hey, folks, there's no election fraud. Are you looking at this? Here's the fruit. Here's what the mainstream media says. Two different stories. Two different stories, and this is how you've been getting your information far too long in this country. And you know why people don't deal with the election fraud? Because it's going to require them to actually stand up and sacrifice their time, their money, their effort. Going back to the conversation I had this morning, it was interesting how they were, you know, basically asking me what my thoughts are concerning what's going on in the country, so on and so forth. And I told you what I had said to them. I'm tired of it. It's a game. It's the circus of politics. It's not real. This is the WWE at its very worst, is what it is. The people don't even know the tactics that they continuously use to drive more support. They got to keep the seats filled. How do they do that? They got to keep promoting the fight between the two candidates that they're offering you. They're not the right choices. In any sense of the word for America. Remember Ross Perot back in the 80s? You guys know that shook up the system, right? Because he ran as an independent and he was willing to pay for everything. And he showed the American people the hard road that they had to take to make it right. And the people weren't willing to do it. They still got caught up in their favorite politicians. And how many times have we been warned? I'm saying this in all sincerity. How many times have we shown you the warnings that our forefathers gave you concerning the party spirit? And yet people don't want to listen. No. And then they keep getting the same results. That is the definition of, guess what, friends? Insanity. Look at this. You got people out there that are willing to tell you the truth, friends. You know, that just this morning, I want to show you something. Again, how the mainstream media jumps in there and their fact checkers jump in there. Did you know that I posted that quote from Benito Mussolini? And did you know that they pulled it down from people that shared it? They pulled down the post. They want to keep Facebook safe and welcoming. Did you guys all know that these big tech companies that are censoring the American people, when we make reference to the Word of God and to the Constitution and its laws, if we obey them, it keeps us free under God, 2 Corinthians 3:17, Psalm 33, verse 12. Did you know that they pulled it down? Did you know that these big tech companies are subversive to American government? That's why they're advocating and fueling the narrative with everything that is demoralizing the people and confusing the people. This is what you tolerate. Put that up against Micah 6:16. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you something. I love you enough to tell you what it is that you don't want to hear, but what you need to hear. The mainstream media is telling you what you want to hear, but don't really want to hear, but you listen to it anyways, and then you parrot in action what they're saying. Which one is it, Lord? Either the Lord is God or he's not. How long will you falter between two opinions, friends?
Our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
You know what's crazy about all of this? Again, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know what is baffling to me? Is people that are supposed to be on your side. The side of truth, because what I care about is not whether I'm on your side. I care that I'm on the Lord's side. Okay, period. Read Exodus 32, the whole of it. Folks, my confidence in man is far, far gone. It's long gone. Okay, why? Because it brings a curse, and it's throughout Scripture. And interestingly enough, I literally, the word astounded comes to my mind. That the people that you think are on your side, that they're caught up into the game. And it's like, really? You just lose respect for them. When you hear them talk about the media is parodying talking points, especially after I play videos like that of them highlighting Tim Walz. If they played that in the state of Minnesota, they'd probably be out of business. Because as I said earlier, and I say again, the people in the state hate his guts. Oh, did I forget to tell you, I have a little personal experience in this as well, just like everything else that we talk about here. So I have a friend that's an investigative reporter. He's an award-winning investigative reporter for the mainstream media back in the 90s, at least when they still told a little bit of truth, right? And interestingly, and I believe I showed you the picture not too far back, but Tim Walz and him went to China together. It was some student exchange and back in 95. And he had told me, he said, I know exactly what you're dealing with. He said, I went to China with him. And when he was there, he said that he had, Tim Walz, speaking of, he had drank in the whole communist government system. And if you look at Tim Walz's record, everything about Tim Walz signifies a traitor. Keep in mind, he's the one that was a part of putting Muslims, speaking of which, on his board, empowering CARE. Both him and Keith Ellison want over 300% more refugees, as they call them here, to come here not to partake and assimilate, but to conquer. This is happening all over the country as well. And what's also interesting, he was also a part of the new flag that's being flown in several states of the United States of America that resembles the Somalian flag. If you guys, and I've said this before, and this is why I continuously bring it back to scripture, if you want to know your future and you want to remain the same and you want to doubt the word of God and his blessings, judgment cometh, and it is being raised up seven times worse. If you think that things are bad right now, just wait until this next cycle. Wait until the next cycle, because until this country repents before God and stops revolting before a living God, the God that bestowed upon us the very things that we enjoy today, and we refuse to stand up and deal with it lawfully and keeping the commandments of the Lord, I can tell you right now, this country is going to get exactly what it deserves, and it's getting it already. I mean, the American people have now allowed their government to sanction the murder of 70 million of its own babies in spite of God's command where thou shalt not murder. 2013 of Exodus. The courts now have usurped God. What happened to the lines that were, or the wall that was erected to bar the government from interfering the church? See, I said it the right way, not the wrong way. Thomas Jefferson, 1802, Danbury Baptist Church. When they said that two men can now marry, never in the history of mankind, two women can now marry. That's what the American people, every country deserves the government that it has. And it's a reflection of what the people tolerate. And quit pretending like what they're doing is somehow okay. It is not. Quit pretending that this is going to go on, like to suggest that there's more road to keep kicking the can down. There is not, because there's lines with the Lord, and I'm telling you, you've already met him. You have now a system of government, which is the people and a reflection of the people, that now advocates men dressing up as women and it making somehow or another it okay by lowering the law and allowing them to make children a prey. And if they don't like it, the parents don't like it, the state can come in and steal their kid and take him to another state and they can become whatever they want the kid. Oh my goodness, folks. Oh my goodness. That is a recipe for war. What do you think this is all about? Oh, and by the way, if you want to go back to Kamala Harris in the video of the black lady dancing and twerking on stage, what do you think they're doing? The mainstream media is trying to fuel a war between races, religion, and color. is what they're trying to do. That's all that Kamala Harris has been put there for. She's just a pawn on their table. And if you let her go there, and it's both ways. Again, I've showed you this 100 times over. I don't care if you want to hear it or not. There is no difference. Like I gave you when I gave the analogy of the Russian-style indoctrination, you haven't been given proper options. You've been given the options they want you to have, and neither one of them are the right answer. Hey, folks, when the scoundrels become the standard, that's exactly what they're doing. They're putting the scoundrels up. Why? Because they can be controlled, said Benito Mussolini. Do you think that's so far out there, Americans, that it's not happening here? I got something to show you then. I got something to show you. And that's the fruit on every single one of these extorted, compromised politicians. What are you going to do, Americans, when there's no more time? What are you going to do, Americans, when you don't have freedom to fight for? Everybody loves their country so much that they say they're willing to die for it. That is until they have to stand up and fight for it. Right? And what do you see these people doing that love their country so much? I'll tell you what, they're the first ones gone. I'm here to tell you the problems that we have, Americans, you have nowhere to go. You have nowhere to go but to turn around and face off with the corrupt. And the corrupt that they're trying to put in your face are, in many cases, your best friends. And there's nothing worse than seeing the American people support their own oppressors. You haven't seen anything yet, Americans. This all is a recipe for a war in the making. And it's all designed to do just that. And you know what? You know who fights in these wars? It's never the politicians. It's never those that are aiding and abetting the enemy to destroy us within as they create domestic insurrection. It's never them. No, it's always the people. And why shouldn't it be when the people allow the corrupt to do the things that they do? The American people are accomplices to the crimes that we see. Being on display for the American people to see all day long through the mainstream media, because you know you're being lied to. You know this is a game to continuously further the agenda. You know what I'm telling you is true. And you will stand before God on Judgment Day, and you will answer for what you know is true. You'll answer for what you knew and did nothing concerning the issue as an accomplice of the crime. That's where America's at. This whole thing with Tim Walz being put up as a cuddly guy, as a nice guy, and the unconstitutional Democratic Party is rejoicing. Everybody's happy. It's all the opposite of what they say about him. As some war military hero, why don't you ask the people that were with him? And I guess I don't have to do that. That's all I have to do is look at his tree and tell you exactly what's hanging on it concerning his corrupt fruit. Matthew 7, 16 and 20. If anything I've said today is untrue, I would love for people to write to me, to tell me where I am in error. Because as I said at the offset of the show today, are things getting better or are they getting worse? And in ending the show, what are they using as the standard? The debased, the immoral, the lower sort or the baser sort, or are they using the law and Christ as the standard? No, they're using everybody and everything that they can use except the law and the giver of law. And therein lies the problem right there. And the Lord promised in Psalm 9, 16 and 17 that he would turn that nation into hell. Don't sit there and tell me about how much I hate you and how much I hate my country, because love does just the exact opposite. Leviticus 19, 17. Truth makes men free, not compromise. Not a little truth with a little lie. Nope, the absolute truth. And if you would take the time to read the Bible and the Constitution, you would never have to watch this show a day in your life. Because you would know exactly who's lying to you. You would know exactly what's going on in front of your faces right now. And again, I'm here to tell you because I love you enough to tell you what you need to hear rather than what it is that you want to hear. I'll see you in 23 hours. Some of you guys can now understand why we're being censored, right? Because we're giving you the truth. I'm doing what the government should be doing, but they're not. Love you by what we do. See ya.